Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of my wonderful, loyal listeners all over the globe. I am so grateful and so happy to spend this Thanksgiving Eve with you here on the Living by Design show this evening. And we have been discussing a very critical topic, a very important topic, a topic that is near and dear to many of our hearts, and that's issues that our teenagers are facing in our nation today. And we all know, I'm sure we know someone who is a parent of a teen, or they mentor a teen, or a coach, or someone, if you're involved in the life of a teen in any aspect, in any manner, you are really doing a great justice to our country, because our children are our future, and we must give every single ounce of what we have, all of our experience and our knowledge and everything that we can possibly put into them to help them get beyond some of these issues that they face, because we're really in an epidemic as far as some of these problems that we're looking at. We have a great guest on tap this evening. Mr. Trace Embry is going to be joining us. He is a child behavior expert with over 10 years' experience working with families of troubled teens. Trace has a background in law enforcement, entrepreneurship, and Christian education. I'm so excited about that. He has a radio program. He's the host of License to Parent, an outreach ministry of Shepherd's Hill Ministries. And Trace speaks at civic organizations and churches. He has written a soon-to-be-published book entitled The Miracles of Shepherd's Hill. Trace produces free parent help videos and writes parent help blogs, and he's impacted the lives of thousands of teens. And I am so, so, so very happy and grateful that he accepted my invitation to come on the show this evening to talk about this very important topic. Good evening, Trace. How are you doing this evening?
A little under the weather, but other than that, I'm better. I'm vertical. I'm better than a sharp stick in the eye. I'm doing well.
Hey, vertical is a good thing. It's a great thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, we are in the month of November. Believe it or not, this year has flown by, and it just seems like just yesterday we were celebrating New Year's Eve. So now here we are.
Here we are. Boy, when you get my age, the days go by quicker, too.
Well, you know, I think that's kind of just the way it is. I mean, once you pass a certain age, once you pass 30, it just seems like time flies. It's just not enough hours in the day, and there's always work to be done, which is one of the reasons we're here this evening. And Trace, just tell our listeners a little bit more about your work and your ministries, and then please give out your website so we can, you know, make sure we get that up front.
Sure. Well, they can go to our website. It's helpmytroubledteen.org, helpmytroubledteen.org. They can go to the website there and check us out. They can go to licensedtoparent.org and hear the radio archives and go on back through past radio recordings. We've interviewed a lot of different people, different parenting experts and things like that, and who are all coming to agree that there's some things that a lot of the parenting experts aren't talking about today that we need to start talking about. And technology here in the 21st century is something that is definitely going to have to be addressed in a much more from a much more scientific and spiritual perspective, I think. I think we really need to understand what that's doing to our kids. But Shepherd's Hill Academy is a Christ-centered, biblically-based residential program and school for troubled teenagers ages 13 to 17, actually 12 to 17. We have some kids that turn 18 while they're here. It's a year-long program, a year minimum. It's kind of unique in the fact that the kids that come to Shepherd's Hill come from all over the country and around the world, and they live in the woods. And the idea is to relieve these kids of a lot of the negative cultural influences that have rewired their brains, their hearts and minds, behaviors, attitudes. And we've noticed a tremendous difference with kids when they're sequestered to some degree from a lot of this stuff. They have a chance to rebuild some of these areas of their brains that have atrophied as a result of being overstimulated through multitasking and whatnot. As a matter of fact, there's a movie out that a lot of it was filmed right here at Shepherd's Hill Academy. It's a Christian filmmaker named Colin Gunn. The trailer for the movie is out now, but it'll be released in December. It's called Captivated. It's a documentary film on what technology has done and is doing to our kids and the behavioral issues that that manifest as a result.
Yeah, that is a huge topic. As a matter of fact, it's very timely because I did a presentation just this week to one of the local colleges, universities here in the city, and the topic was effective communication skills. And in my opinion, I think that the communication skills for teens today, it's really being destroyed by not just the online stuff, but I think the text messaging, there's a whole new language out there when you text message. I don't think that teenagers really know how to write a real letter with real grammar and spell real words.
You're exactly right. As a matter of fact, there's a movement in the schools now where they're not even going to teach them how to write cursive.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of teaching them, you know, off the keyboard. We are dumbing down America at an unbelievable rate. I mean, just yesterday, America was number one in everything. We were number one in finance. We were number one in education. We were number one in industry. You name it, America was number one in it. We're now in education 25th, and I think we're sinking. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we have entertained and pleasured ourselves into absolute imbecility, and I have got brain science to back me up on exactly what I'm saying.
Right. That's so true. And, I mean, when you think about our teenagers, they're our future leaders, and if they aren't prepared and they don't have the skills and the knowledge on how to communicate, whether it's one-on-one discussion, they can't interview, they can't create a resume, they're not going to be prepared to go out into the job world and get a job. So, I mean, where does that really leave us?
Well, it leaves us in a sad state of affairs. As long as the electricity's on, I guess we can kind of eke by, but as soon as the electricity goes out, we got a lot of people who are in a lot of trouble. And,
right.
You know, what's happening is these kids are losing their critical, constructive, and creative thinking capacities. You know, it used to be just a generation or two ago where young people at a much younger age were accomplishing some very significant things. I mean, you go back to John Adams, John Quincy Adams. I mean, this guy was a diplomat to Russia at 14 years old. You know, some of the folks you hear about, George Washington and some of these guys, the things they accomplished as teenagers was absolutely incredible. I've got two younger brothers that built a car hauler trailer to haul a race car when they were 14 and 15 years old. It took critical, constructive, and creative thinking skills to put that thing together. I couldn't imagine a kid doing that today.
Right.
You know, we've extended adolescence to the point where, you know, we've kind of mollycoddled these kids in certain areas of their life to where they're just not required to grow up.
And I know that they have the capacity, the capability to do it, because when you look at some of these social media sites, the MySpace and the Facebook, I mean, they design these whiz-bang pages, so they have some creativity within them. It's just we're not, as adults, we need to help them channel that into a positive area instead of wasting it on an area that's not really going to be beneficial for their future. So the programs that you have at your ministry, operation, and those are the type of programs we need more of. We really need for people to get involved.
Well, it really goes back to balance. You know, technology is here. It's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. And so we're going to have to figure out how to use technology to save ourselves and our kids and future generations from technology. The problem is it's still a relatively new phenomenon, and so we've kind of gone overboard, and we've used it to the point where, you know, we have atrophied certain parts of our brains. Yes, they do seem like masters and geniuses as long as the electricity is on, and because the computer's doing a lot of the thinking for them. It's pretty much just rote memory, and there's actually parts of the brain that build, but as soon as the electricity goes off, then the areas of the brain that have atrophied start to manifest, and it almost makes them look like they're mentally retarded in some areas of their lives. In some areas of their life, they're accelerated. Some they're retarded, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense,
right.
But that's just the way things really are. I mean, Dr. Archibald Hart writes in his book, he wrote a book called Thrilled to Death. We've had him on our radio program a few times. He endorses Shepherd's Hill Academy. But he wrote a book called Thrilled to Death. And he claims that 80% of the American public is suffering from a condition known as anhedonia. And in the teenage population, unless you're Amish, it's virtually a 100%. It's really just a matter of degree. And what anhedonia is, it's a destruction of the pleasure center in the brain. And it manifests itself gradually over a period of time. But first and foremost, kids are just easily bored. I mean, how many times you run across a kid who's just, if he's not engaged in some kind of exciting activity, he's just bored to death. And then that boredom leads into a lethargy. That lethargy goes into a depression and then anger and rage. And then that's when we usually get them. But doctors are falsely giving medications for things like ADD, ADHD, ODD, you know, all the DDs, and which I call ATD, which is American Teenager Disorder, and they're complicating the problem. And because the problem in many cases isn't attention deficit disorder or whatnot, it's anhedonia. And what it is it is destroying the critical, constructive, and creative thinking capacities of the brain. And how I can make your listeners understand this is just go to McDonald's or some fast food restaurant and try to get your order right. Try to get your change back. And God forbid that you should give them copper expecting silver back, because when that happens, they have to call the manager. Now, my job nearly 40 years ago was at a McDonald's, and the motto was, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. And your fast twitch fibers were moving. I mean, you were bagging it, wrapping it, cooking it, serving it, and taking the orders and giving the change back three orders at a time with a notepad and a pencil. And you were doing this stuff in your head, and if you messed up too much, then there was, you know, 15 kids standing in line waiting for your job. And we were doing the work of what takes five kids with a computer with a little hamburger picture on the button, you know, to do. And so I guarantee you that the folks who are listening to this program have had these experiences at their what used to be called fast food restaurants. But that is just one more indicator of the fact that this is, you mentioned it, it's epidemic. I mean, it
right.
is epidemic.
Right.
It's right under the noses of our people who don't understand what's going on. And we keep lowering and lowering and lowering the bar of expectations for our teens, and they're living up to those low expectations.
That's true. And believe it or not, we're almost out of time, and, you know, this is such a powerful discussion. Trace, I really would like to have you back on the show. We have about 60 seconds left for our last minute of the show, and I want to thank you ever so kindly for coming on and sharing your knowledge and your experience. And one more time, what is your website for our listeners who didn't get it in the beginning of the show?
Website is helpmytroubledteen.org. Helpmytroubledteen.org.
I encourage you to please visit the website. It is a wonderful website. I've visited myself. And if you want to write to me, I will make sure I get you in touch with Trace. And thank you again for coming on. And I always say it is easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken adults. So with that, we are going to sign off for now. Thank you so much, Trace, for joining us. We're going to have you back. Thank you, everyone, for listening in this evening. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and we will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design show. Good night, everyone. We'll be right back.